Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Tanya Maria Xavier, your host, ColoredPeople.net. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. You can tune in at blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. Of course, if you're hearing this, you either called in or you are online listening. If you want to speak to myself or our guest, Janice B., the lady with nice in her name, the number is 949-209-2956. And we have a great show for you today. Chat is open, so if you go to blogtalkradio.com, Janice is there waiting for you. And let me just tell you a little bit about this beautiful lady. She is a soulful singer and songwriter from Washington, D.C., and she's been writing since her childhood. She was part of a band called Intuition for about 5 years, and she went solo, and she had an album in 2009 called Watch Me Fly, with 7 songs. It was an EP, most of those songs, with the exception of one, is in the My Life album that was released December of 2011. So we're going to listen to a lot of this great music. I tell you, I've been listening to her CD for a while now, and I just love it's so colorful, it's so creative, different styles. The tracks are fabulous, excellent tracks, so we'll talk about all that. So, of course, we have to mention her producer, Maurice, from StinkyFaceMusic.com, and you can visit StinkyFace Music and check out Janice's page. We'll give you her page soon. So, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Janice B. Hi, sister. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing great.
Hi, well. You know, I was really appreciating all the promotion that you were doing. I'm like, gosh, it's so nice of her, and it came to me. Well, she has nice in her name, so it's
it depends on how you look at it. I also have ice in my name, depending on how you want to look at it.
That is true. It all depends on how you look at it. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for accepting my invitation. It's been a long time coming. It's been a while, but here
we
are.
We've been talking about it for a long time now, so it's good to
yes,
be here.
It's good to have you. Thank you for being a part of our network, ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network, for those of you who don't know. This show is sponsored by DaughterNature.com. It's a online gift store. Actually, you never have to pay retail prices again. Just go to DaughterNature.com. Everything is wholesale. And also HealthRoads.net, offering you Zeal for Life, which is a 100% natural nutritional supplement. And so support our sponsors, DaughterNature.com and HealthRoads.net. So, Janice.
Yes.
I always like to start my show getting to know how this whole thing started. So from your childhood, I know that you started writing from a young age, but let us know, who were your influences growing up?
Wow, you know, it's such a difficult question. Everybody always has a really good answer for this, and I never really do. My grandmother played piano and was in a band when I was a real little tiny girl. And my mom also sings. So I was really probably first influenced by them. My grandmother, the CD My Life is actually dedicated to my grandmother, because she's the first person who really had me stand beside the piano, and she would just play anything I wanted to sing. It could be a commercial jingle, it could be a cartoon, it could be a Christmas carol, anything. And whatever I wanted to sing, she would play it. She had a really good ear, and she never used sheet music. She always picked things up by ear. And I think that she's kind of within me, and she's the one that was the first influence. As far as, of course, my mother sang to me and things like that, but as far as growing up, I think I was really fortunate. I don't want to age myself, but I grew up in the age, you know, before music videos. I'm a 70s child, and we really had, I think, the best generation coming up. We had all of the, you know, the early singer-songwriters, Roberta Flack and Carly Simon and people like that, Stevie Wonder. But we also had all of the rock and Kiss and P-Funk and go-go music from D.C. Pretty much everything. You know, we kind of came through all the Prince and Revolution, Luther Vandross. I'm just kind of a sponge that way. I like all kinds of music. So I can't really pick one particular artist. I think probably in the 80s when a lot of the deep voice singers came out, like Phyllis Hyman and Sade and people like that, I finally felt like, you know, Anita Baker, I was like, wow, it's you don't have to sing soprano to be popular, because I have kind of a deep voice. So I have a lot of influences, but definitely from the very beginning was my family, certainly.
That's great. I really, really enjoyed your CD. So let's go ahead. And as I said, in 2009, she had Watch Me Fly recorded an EP. Let's listen to that, and we'll be right back. Janice B.
Wish I could let you into what I'm feeling, let you know what's going on inside, show you all the things I'm seeing. You used to make me run and hide. No matter what I say, they won't hear it. They won't even let me try, 'cause they all got their own. Watch me rise above my troubles, keep my eyes looking toward the sky. You can come along and soar with me, or stay below and watch me fly. Watch me fly. I can fly.
And we are back with Janice B., the soulful lady. We're in chat here just talking away, and April Sims mentioned that she is a perfect blend. Janice B. is a perfect blend of Sade and Anita Baker. I heard some Sting there, and I heard a little bit of Seal. Janice, would you agree with me on that, or am I just hearing things?
Yeah, I love both of them, actually. I think I know Sting doesn't write all of his songs, but he has that kind of delivery, that kind of soulful delivery to everything he does. And Sting really experiments with a lot of world music. And
right.
Especially in Watch Me Fly, I have to really give my producer Maurice credit for that, because I really just told him the feeling of the song, and I told him that I wanted it needed to be kind of creepy, and that the only thing I could tell him was I definitely heard like a sitar, like, you know, Middle Eastern sitar.
No.
And
no.
He just took it and ran with it, and I think that, you know, he really captured the mood of the song, so musically he did exactly what was in my head. But, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Now, obviously, you know, it is understood that you are, of course, your own blend, and you bring in, you know, the best of all those worlds. You know, you bring in an amalgamation of all of that, which for us is great because, you know, we have this new blend of wonderful music that you bring to us. Now, with that said, I'm curious, with your album, My Life, all of the songs were written, and the tracks, they were all by Maurice. But of course, tell me about the collaboration between the two of you.
Well, we actually met by accident on MySpace before there was a Facebook or any of that kind of stuff. And
right.
I was in the band then, and he had approached me to do sound for our band, and that fell through. And in the meantime, the band was kind of fizzling out, and I had met Brian O'Neill online, and he's a jazz keyboardist, and he plays for Motown artist Kim. And we started talking, and, you know, he was like, I really had never been in a band before. That was my first time, and that was my first experience actually writing music and recording it was with the band. So I really had no idea if the band fell apart where I would go. And Brian was the first person that said, you know, you don't really need the band. There's plenty of producers and musicians who can't write, who have all kinds of tracks that you can write lyrics to. And he's like, just to prove it, I'll send you four of them. So he emailed me these instrumental tracks, and I had to find somebody to do the engineering because I had some ideas I wanted to put down. And that's how I started talking to Maurice. I hired him for that. And I had 15 minutes left on my studio time I had paid for, and I had an idea for a song, which became A Part of You, which is on the album. And I was singing it a cappella, and while I didn't know anything about Maurice. I didn't know he played keys. I didn't know anything about him other than he was a producer and a engineer. I really didn't know what he did. And I came out of the booth, and he goes, sing it again, and I sang it again, and he started playing this, like, beautiful arrangement that I actually had heard in my head, and I was like, wow, how did you do that? And that's how we started working together. A Part of You was the first song that we wrote together, and we were going to write together as a songwriting team. I had no intention of being a solo artist. That came later. We just kind of started writing songs, and that's how it started.
A Part of You is actually, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard when I started the show. I just fell in love with that. It's really very sweet instrumental. Now, hold on a second. Let me find that. It is an instrumental, right? Hold on a second. Let me find it, and we can just play it. Because now I'm second-guessing myself.
It's not instrumental. It does have beautiful music, but it's definitely got lyrics to it. Everything has lyrics. It's track 7.
Okay.
My CD.
Okay. You know what I did? You know what I did? I loved it so much. Because when you did the radio drop for me, you sent it to me with just your audio, just the voice.
Right.
So I think I need to find – that's how I'm thinking it was instrumental. You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I took the intro to that song, and I added to your drop. So,
okay.
So that's why that got stuck to my head. And then I kept it, and that's what I use at the beginning of the song. So let me play the Janis B promo that she did for us, so you guys can hear what I was talking about. So here it is. It's just a few seconds.
Hi, this is Janis B of Stinky Face Music, and you're tuned into ColorPeople.net on Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. It's so
there
cute.
There you go.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate it.
I hate hearing my spoken voice. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, no.
It is really interesting because your spoken voice is so totally different than your singing voice. I mean, like,
that's
night
what everybody
and day.
Says. That's what everybody
it
says.
Really
that's
is.
Funny.
All right. So let's talk about writing as a child. So tell me about that experience and what did you write and what were your inspirations?
You know, I have to tell you, I did this without realizing it was something special. I wrote poems, I wrote songs, I made up songs in my head. I don't even remember when I started doing it, but I can tell you that I did not put it into action until my early 30s. So I went most of my life not realizing that I could do this and not realizing how to do it. And I think that happens when things come naturally to you. I don't think anybody really says, hey, that's special, because they're just so used to you doing it. They don't think,
right.
Oh, you know, we can make some money off of this. I mean, you may have, you know, a father like Michael Jackson had or something that wants to push you into that, but our whole family just sang. It wasn't anything unusual, and I didn't even know that it wasn't normal to have just original songs going through your head all the time. That's my everyday. That's me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can listen to the radio and still be thinking of my own song in my head. So it's just a whole separate process for me. And I didn't realize I could really do it until, 2002, I think, is when my coworker, Earl Ross, the guy I founded the band with, he gave me a couple of instrumental tracks and said, why don't you try, see if you can write some lyrics to it. And the one I just wrote in like an hour, it just like possessed me. I can't even tell you. It just spoke to me. And I wrote it and we recorded it. And I realized from that point on that I could do this. And it's been quite a process. I think when you start later in life, you doubt yourself more. When you're a child, you have no fear. You don't know what you're doing. But when you're being judged and when you're recording things and performing them, it's very intimidating. It is very intimidating to put your feelings and emotions into a song and be new at it, you know, and you don't know what to do with that feeling. So it's been a process. It's been a great process. It's been a wonderful journey. But it's definitely had some really high points and some really sad points. You know, it's been difficult. But I'm really happy where I am right now, definitely.
That's very important. That's awesome. And it comes across in your music, obviously.
Thank you.
What is the how did you meet the band, Intuition, that you were with for 5 years?
Well, I had a coworker. He was a musician, and he had been in bands before, and we started writing songs together, and he was like, you know, we could put a band together, and I didn't know anything about putting a band together. I was totally naive, and, like, his son played drums, and he had a friend that used to sing back in when they were teenagers and stuff in a band, so we got this band together, and we just started bringing people in and hired people to play, and, you know, we were about together about 5 years, different formations of the band. Sometimes we were a trio, sometimes we were seven pieces. We did mostly cover songs and probably about four original songs, I'm thinking. But we had a really good sound. It's just very, very difficult to take seven people and keep them going in the same direction creatively. It doesn't happen very often. And people that aren't children, they're not, you know, 18-year-olds. We were all, you know, somewhere in their 40s, somewhere in their 30s. Some people, you know, they don't want to rehearse. They don't want to commit. It's like a hobby for some. It's a career for others. So it was a very dramatic mix. But I really don't regret being involved in the band. It definitely got me started. It showed me what I wanted and what I didn't want. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to take the best and the good and the bad of things and move forward. So that's what I'm trying to do.
That brings me to the question that I was going to ask you. You touched on it. What were the experiences that you took from the experience with the band that you brought into who you are today?
I think the biggest thing was just self-confidence. I didn't have it in the band. I really didn't. I was never afraid to be on stage, and I still am not. I really don't get nervous before shows or anything like that. But I really didn't know if I was good enough. I didn't ever have that feeling that I was good enough. And some of that was me, and some of that was other people who didn't want me to feel I was good enough, because that would make me go rise higher without them. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, all the personalities that come into play. But, yeah, I think that I got a big, like, a lot more confidence coming out of the band and starting to work with Maurice, because after I started working with him, I realized how well-respected he is, especially in the Baltimore area, and he's worked with some major artists. And I'm like, this dude would not be working with me if he didn't think it was worth it, you know? And that's not really a good way to think, but sometimes that's all you have, you know? You're like, somebody thinks I can do this. Let me keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I think it. Anytime you perform, you get some experience on the microphone, regardless of whether it's a small gig or a big gig. It's always important to get that experience under your belt and get better and work on your voice and work on your performance skills and things like that. It's been quite a journey for me with that, because I had zero experience when I started. And, you know, people see, yeah, a 30-year-old, they expect you to be, like, seasoned. they don't know it's, like, your first time on the microphone. So it's been quite interesting.
A journey it has been.
It has.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Janice B., soulful singer and songwriter from Washington, D.C. She's with us today talking about her beautiful music. My Life is her recent album, released December of 2011. She was the first artist signed to StinkyFaceMusic.com. And let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey there. This is Big Trigger, host and producer of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, and you are currently listening to ColorPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network.
We're back. This is Tanya Maria Xavier, your host of ColoredPeople.net, and I'd like to welcome once again everyone in chat: April Sims and Dream Citadel Media, and, of course, Janice B's in chat as well. And all of you listening across the web, and for those of you who may download this or who will download this, thank you very much for passing it on and tweeting and helping promote our talented artists and this our wonderful network of ours. So we're back with Janice B.
I have to correct you real quickly. I'm sorry. I'm not the first artist with Stinky Face. I'm the first singer with Stinky Face.
The first singer. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes, we had the Fifth L, which is a kind of a hip-hop poetry duo in Baltimore. And from that, Femi the Dryfish, from that duo, has gone solo. And he was definitely signed before I was. So I was the first singer,
singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Got it. And when was that? When did you sign up?
I signed officially, oh my goodness, we started working in 2008. By the fall of 2008, Maurice said, are you interested in being an artist on the label? And that was, yeah, I think it was like November 2008.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a big step. That was like a big step, leaving the band and then signing.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
I'd like to share our phone number once again to those of you who may want to call in and say hello to Janice and myself. Our number is 949-209-2956. 949-209-2956. You're welcome to call in. And we also have a blog that we feature all of our members of ColoredPeople.net. And you can access everything you need at ColoredPeople.net. Just stop by and visit. And be sure to like us on Facebook. We are trying to build our presence on Facebook. Just recently, Janice, I decided to create a colorpeople.net page. For the longest time, I had just my page. And I said, wait a minute, let's just have a separate page for colorpeople.net, and then Tanya Maria can be Tanya Maria.
That's right. It's hard. It's very difficult to keep them separate. I have the same problem. And now with all the changes on Facebook, it's even harder with all the strange timeline things going on.
I know. So let's listen to another tune, and this one is called I Remember. And Janice, tell me about the creation of this song.
Wow, I remember, I think we probably have like 500 versions of this song, just because I believe it was the second song we wrote. A Part of You was the first one, and I wrote I Remember before, I was actually in the band when I wrote that song, and then I recorded it with Maurice after A Part of You before I was even signed with a label. And the first version is on my EP, Watch Me Fly, and it's more of a upbeat, like pop tune. And I really struggled with whether I was going to put it on the album, My Life, or not, because I just didn't know if it was going to fit. The story's great. It's a true story. But what I did was I brought a friend of mine. Her name is Safi. She's a local singer-songwriter here in Baltimore. She's phenomenal. And I let her hear the track and asked her if she would do a guitar, like an acoustic guitar version of it. And she's kind of has like a folk style about her. And she just really changed the whole feeling of the song. I think the lyrics are more meaningful now with the guitar as opposed to the more pop sound to it. But it's actually a true story of my girlfriend, Shelly, and I. She actually lives in Atlanta now. And we have known each other since we were little girls in kindergarten. And it's just our story of growing up and dealing with racism. She's African-American. And the idea for it came, I was at work one time, and, you know, sometimes when you're around people who share your skin color, they think that you also share their ignorance. Mm-hmm. And they will make racial comments in front of you that are not, you know, I don't agree with. And it was just something somebody said one day. I don't remember what it was, but it was just really ignorant. And it was just the last straw for me that day. It was just a bad day. And I came home, and I was just really angry, and I said, you know, I don't write angry songs. I flip things that I'm feeling into another song. And I said, I feel really sorry for people that they just don't have the family that I have. They just don't have the circle of friends that I have that are all colors. And I just started to, you know, so I remember how it was growing up and we didn't see color. And that's how I started to write the song, and that's where it came from. And I think I love it. My girlfriend, the one it's about, she calls me crying all the time. I just listen to her song.
Oh, it is beautiful.
And
what made me think while you were saying that is Alex when he grows up. You know, we'll talk about him, ladies and gentlemen. Alex is Janice's little boy. Her son. And so when Alex grows up, it's just so beautiful for him to have this memory of such a beginning of his life, because as you told me, you recorded the Watch Me Fly album the same time that you adopted Alex, right?
Right.
So this whole thing is going to be really powerful for him. I was reading your bio, and you said something that is unfortunately not prevalent these days, but you said, I hate writing lyrics that mean nothing. And there's
right.
So much garbage out there today. So it's like songwriting is not what it used to be. So let's not hold our breaths anymore. Let's go ahead and listen to this wonderful song. And it's called I Remember by Janice B.
This is a true story. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both came up in the same neighborhood. You could say we were best of friends. In the innocence of youth we played, we didn't see the difference then. No. Black or white didn't matter, no. Ain't know about the world, 'cause everything is beautiful in the eyes of little girls. And I remember playing hide and seek. I remember skating in streams. playing our records all night long. For it was Minnie Riperton. And I remember how it used to be, jumping up a sunshine out in the street, missing the bus and half the run, counting the clouds across the sun. The story of our lives had just begun. Each school year came the reality that the world could be unkind. So we felt like sisters, others drew dividing lines. It hurt you when they taunted you, they couldn't see your light inside. A note slipped in my locker, you need to stay with your own kind. And I remember playing hide and seek. I remember on the skating in the street, playing our records all night long. Thought we was Minnie Riperton. And I remember how it used to be, jumping up a touch out in the street, missing the bus and have to run, counting the clouds across the sun. Story of our lives had just begun. Why can't they see what unites you and me? When they look to define one another, they could see through our eyes, and maybe they realize friendship and love have no color, no. Both came up in the same neighborhood, now we're still so much more than friends. With an innocence inside our hearts, we still don't see the differences. Black or white still don't matter, no, though we know about the world. Let's keep our hearts looking through the eyes of those two girls. And I remember playing hide and seek. I remember skating in the street, playing our records all night long. Thought we was Minnie Riperton. And I remember how it used to be, jumping up a dust out in the street, missing the bus and half the run, yeah, counting the clouds across the sun. Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah. Girl, I remember, oh, yeah, back in the day. Hearts were still the same. I remember, yeah, I remember, yeah.
Hold on. There we go. I muted myself. I do that every single show. Every single show never fails. And it's like I have the mute on my phone, the mute on the. Oh boy, because there's static on my phone sometimes. So
yeah.
I'm like a
blog talk is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. So I anyway, I was saying thank you for writing the song. That's what
you
didn't hear me say. It's
thank
just really beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Janice B., a fabulous songwriter and singer from Washington, D.C. We're listening to her album, My Life, that was released December of 2011. Now, we talked about your experiences and what you got, what you took from Band Intuition. Tell me about your experience and what you took from being in a studio recording.
With Maurice?
For my album?
Yes. It was quite an experience for me. I never really, my only studio experiences were with the band, and they weren't always good. I'm not going to put them all down, but a lot of controlling atmosphere, not really feeling free to create. And when I started working with Maurice, I really almost was too free. When you start working with him and you're working on songs, the first thing he asks you is, what's the meaning behind the song? What's the feeling? What do you hear? What instruments do you hear? Who do you compare it to, if you compare it to anybody? What kind of style? And he really gets in your mind as an artist. He understands what artists do. He's not, a lot of producers want you to conform to what they do. And he is the opposite of that. He will, he can do whatever you want to do to make the song come out. And I don't think a lot of people can do that. I realize as I meet new people and work with different people that that's really a gift, that to be able to understand the artist's mind and to be able to understand what we're trying to convey in a song, especially when we can't play an instrument. I don't play an instrument, so I have to tell you it's strings or it's violins or it sounds like this or, you know. And he's just able to pull that out. So for me, that was really liberating because it's very frustrating to hear it in your mind and not be able to express it or play it for somebody. So that was real liberating for me to be able to get my songs down the way I was hearing them in my head, and even better than the way I was hearing them in my head. And always I really have grown as an artist working with Maurice. Vocally, you know, my voice is different than it was when I first started. We actually even redid some of the earlier tracks over because my voice was better as I started getting used to being in the studio. So it was it was a really good experience working with him, and we still work together. So you're always creating. So
have you were writing from childhood? Were you singing also from childhood?
I was singing, but I wasn't singing professionally or on a stage or anything. I mean, I did things in school. I always did, like, plays and musical things in school. I was in the chorus in elementary school and junior high school and things like that. But it never connected for me that I could write songs. It just wasn't anything that I really realized I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody's like, oh, aren't you sorry you didn't start earlier? And I'm like, I can't say that I am. I don't think I'd be the same person that I am now if I had started earlier. I may be richer, but who knows? Maybe not. Maybe I would have burned out and hated it. Who knows? You can't go back and look at that kind of thing. You have to be blessed for when things come into your life and embrace them and just take it and do the best you can with it when you have it, you know, when it's presented to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the close relationship with your grandmother. You have a song, Let me play that to our listeners. Let me find. It's to Grandma. It's an intro. It's just it's about a minute. So let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
I stood by the piano, looking up at her while she played. She paused and asked, "What would you like to sing, dear?" And as I sang my song, she played along. Late at night, I close my eyes and think of you. I feel your love shining through. Wishing that the moon and stars would guide you to my dreams. And kind of like a golden sun that's guiding me. With every breath and all I see, don't you know I feel you shining down on me.
Janice B. you know what I like about your album too? It's like an autobiography. You know, you have so
much. Yeah, that's kind of the way I intended it to be. not initially, but that's the way it came out to be. So that's the way we kind of arranged it to come out like that, because that is what it is, really. It's my life.
Exactly, exactly. Well, there you go. Duh.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I wrote a lot of these songs when I was still in the band, and I was had no idea about being a solo artist. I was writing songs from feeling. I was writing songs that I thought maybe other people could record. Like, I thought A Part of You, somebody, a country artist could record it, even though it's a ballad. I thought it would make a good country song. And I had no intention of doing it myself. So once I had all of these songs down, and I'm going to be a solo artist, I'm like, what do these songs mean? You know, it's like, and then as I started to record them, I'm like, well, these are my songs. I can't really let somebody else. I mean, they can sing them, but it's about my life, so I can't really disown it, you know? And I just decided to really put it together as an autobiography. Like you said, everything on this, every song has a meaning. Every song has something behind it that I've experienced. So, it is kind of an autobiography when you look at it that way.
Now, you do realize that we're going to expect you to keep bringing us your life now, right, from this point on. <It's> like...
Well, the thing that is kind of interesting about all of this is that I found out, besides songwriting, one of the things that, I don't know if you call it a gift or not, but what I write seems to really, people connect with it. And I didn't realize that, and I didn't really own it until I started working with Maurice, and we put songs out. We had actually just put some songs out on MySpace, and A Part of You was one of the first ones, and Watch Me Fly. And I got so many emails about it, and I'm like, it just blew my mind. I didn't really feel that, like, I was telling you about, you know, you don't feel like you're good enough or whatever. And people are, like, emailing you saying, that's the story of my life, and you know exactly what I went through. And I'm like, really? You know? And it's really mind-boggling. It's humbling. It's wonderful for someone to say that to you. But it's a lot to accept that you write lyrics that tell people what they're feeling. You know, like, people can't put what they feel into words. And you're putting it to music, and people just really connect with that, and that's a great thing. It can be a scary thing sometimes, but it's a lot of pressure, you know. But I just write what I write. I don't write anything thinking, oh, this is going to be a hit, or people are going to like it, or people are going to connect with it. I just write what I feel, and it may not be all the same genre. It may not be somebody else's favorite song, but it's just, as long as I'm happy with it and it's my favorite song, that's what I do.
Amen. Now, I want to share with everybody your page, because you've been talking about, we've been talking about A Part of You, but I'm not going to play that. I'm going to have them go to your page and buy your CD and enjoy your life like we've been enjoying your life right now. So the first page we're going to share is Stinky Face Music. That's STINKIFACE.com/Janice B.
Right.
So that's her page, and I want you all to go there and get her CD and share this beautiful life with your loved ones and your friends and family, and be inspired and bless somebody with this
soulful
condition. That's right. And now, your Facebook page. Do you have a little short address for your Facebook page, or it's your
home
page?
Probably not. So my personal Facebook page is my whole government name, which I always hate giving out because nobody knows how to spell it, but it's Janice A. Berkeley. But if you go into Facebook and search Janice B., I'll come up. I have a music page, and I have a personal page. They'll both come up. Or even Stinky Face is on there as well, and all of our pages are linked to that, so...
There you go. I just did Janice B, and there you are, the sultry, beautiful woman. Look at you.
That's hilarious.
Tell me about this photo shoot.
Which one? The one with the wardrobe.
The one with you. The one with you on the chaise with the beautiful dress and the pearls and.
Oh, that, you know what? I always wanted to do like an old Hollywood photo shoot, and it really was not going to be the initial concept for the CD. It's just that. When the pictures came out, I liked the way they look. I liked the feel of them. And even people, what's funny is people look at the pictures and think it's going to be like some old standards songs or something, you know, like some old Frank Sinatra or something. But that wasn't really what I was trying to go for. We always try to, I think a lot of people associate me with like a sultry vibe. No matter what song I do, that's kind of what the image they associate with me, no matter what it is. So I just felt like these pictures really brought that out. And I just, they seem to really encompass that kind of old feel, because I'm dedicating it to my grandmother. I wanted it to have kind of a classic feel to it. So, and that photographer is Aisha Butler. She is phenomenal. She did my EP shoot as well with the black dress. And if you go to my Facebook page, just picture me and Maurice acting stupid, and I have my finger under his nose for stinky face. So she's an amazing photographer. She really is.
And tell me about the wardrobe and the makeup, since you mentioned the photographer.
The wardrobe, the dress is my dress. I actually wore it for my 10th wedding anniversary when we went to Vegas.
Okay.
I was like, I love this dress. I must wear it again. And Aisha did the makeup. She did the makeup and the photography.
Very beautiful.
All I did was my hair and put my dress on and show up. That's all I did.
And be beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, the next song we're going to hear is So Much Love. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, I love this song. I wrote this song when I was in the band, and we were actually going to record it in the band. We never did. And we were going to get a female rapper that we were working with at the time to come in and write the bridge for it. And I wrote it, Maurice and I recorded it. I wanted to have kind of a reggae feel. It's actually a song about God, really, or the creator. It's really not a love song. It's a song about just love in general and, you know, eternal love and things like that. And I wrote it, I never really write things literally, but I wanted people to hear it and have a warm feeling when they heard it and just have so much love, you know. So we got a Native Son, who is one half of the group I was talking about earlier, the Fifth L, to come in and write the bridge and do the rap on it. And I love the way it turned out. It's just got a little reggae vibe to it.
I love it.
Actually, the track before it is my girlfriend from Trinidad, Brenda Butler. She's an amazing singer. But she did a little, like she was talking on the phone about the song, and she's doing her Trini dialect. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun doing that song.
Yes, I was about to say. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. So Much Love, Janice B.
So much love deep inside, gentle soul,
gentle soul,
touching my. Your love has set my spirit free.
much love unexplainable.
Seeming attainable.
Currents coursing through veins.
Straining to get to you.
Passion pumps with a thump in my left ventricle.
Extending like tentacles.
Just for the touch.
Long for the rush.
Want you so much.
So much love overflowing.
Heart made of mush.
Careful, you step or you splash it like slush.
Fermented like gin. Ever clear on my luck.
What?
Five steps to destiny sound so refreshing to take. But the first step to sobriety takes faith.
Wait,
can you relate? Afraid to pour a drunken man's truth with so much at stake.
Gotta pour a plate.
Palate is wet, entree is straight.
Hungry for fate, dessert for the soul is mine to take.
God damn it, where's my cake?
Deep inside, gentle soul.
The tracks are fabulous. I just love them.
Thank you.
They are really, really, really good. But where's Maurice anyway?
Well, you know, he was going to be here tonight. I think he is completely booked up working tonight because I did talk to him earlier. But he may be listening. He may just not be able to get in the chat room. That's usually what happens with him. He'll spend like hours trying to get in and get in the last 5 seconds, but...
All right. So, Maurice, yeah. If you're listening, you are the man. Really awesome stuff.
Can I want to take a second and thank some of the folks in the chat room because April Sims is in there, and April is a huge supporter of mine. She really loves my song Watch Me Fly, and she just blows it up so much. I probably need to pay her. she has always supported me from day one. And she has interviewed me on her blog talk show back in the day. I think she said she's retired now, but she was with WAGT Radio. And Baron Parker of Dream Citadel Media, he was my very first blog talk interview when I first started. So, and Ellen G's there now. She's also a blog talk host. All the BTR folks are here.
All right. Welcome. Glad to have you all here. We're having a good time. I was in chat saying that I was away for about a year. And I'm glad to be back. So, you know, and it's always wonderful to have everybody's love and support, you know. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Okay. So, Janice B., let's see here. We have another song that I want to share. Now, I have this poem here. Now, wait a minute. A couple of things I want to talk about. There you go.
It's always fun to have somebody interview you. I love it when people have their favorite songs and want to play them because I just can't wait to hear what they want to play.
Well,
it's awesome.
A part of you was one of the songs that I wanted to play, but I'm gonna make you all go out there and get it for yourself. So, but I'm talking about the poem, the poetry.
Okay,
the
visit.
I'm gonna save that for the end. But I have a couple of questions. One, have you ever had any vocal coaching at all, or this is just all, you know, just natural?
Well, I have been working with the vocal coach since I started, you know, recording, not before that. So other than singing in choruses and stuff like that in school, I was in honors chorus and things like that. I started to work with a vocal coach, oh my goodness, maybe like halfway through being in the band. And I think a lot of people, even if you have a voice that's naturally powerful, which mine is not powerful, I really have to work on that, the way I breathe and stuff like that. Even if you have a naturally powerful voice, it's your instrument and you really need to hone it and take care of it and learn how to use it properly. Because I'm going to tell you, when you start performing, you can really damage your voice doing a lot of interviews and out gigging a lot, which I'm not right now, but you definitely have to be careful with your voice and take care of it. It's just like a fine instrument. And I think a lot of people take it for granted when they can really, you know, blow out naturally like that. But Yeah, I do work with a vocal coach, and off and on when I need it, and definitely work on breathing and things like that. So.
Awesome. Okay, I made y'all wait long enough. Let's listen to My Life, Janet B.
There's a light fills me up inside, shining through my eyes, guiding me toward my dreams. I will try to put the past aside, let go of my pride, and walk the path that's calling me. If I don't find a way to make a change, at the end of the day, there's only me to blame.
This is my life, and I will fly. Heed the lesson, keep the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time. Cause it's my life.
I can see where I want to be, learning what I need. Take me higher than the sky. I am free to reach my destiny. Bring out the best in me. Take the world and make it mine. Searching for the signs along the way. And I'm gonna rise no matter what they say.
It's my life, and I will fly. Heed the lesson, keep the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream. I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time. Cause it's my life, and I will fly. Heed the lesson, keep the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time.
By the light that I feel inside, watch me fly.
Cause it's my life, and I will fly. Heed the lesson, heed the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I decide where the journey's gonna take me in my time.
Greetings. This is Big Trigger, the host and producer of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, located at www.sojpradio.com. Stop by and listen to a wonderful blend of jazz and poetry. And also, I'm a proud member of ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network hosted by Tanya Maria Xavier. So stop by coloredpeople.net, where we celebrate each other's artistic achievements.
Thank you, Big Trigger, from Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. All right. Now, Dennis, you know, I was born and raised in Brazil. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes,
I'm Brazilian. I got that Brazilianness that, and my life just makes me want to get up and samba.
That's funny.
I love it. That Latin rhythm just drives me up the wall. I love it.
It has kind of like a bossa nova kind of, it definitely has that feel to it.
It sure does. Now, you said that was a spin-off of Watch Me Fly. Tell me about the writing and creation of the song, My Life.
A lot of people really connected with Watch Me Fly, which I wrote from a kind of a bad experience of people trying to hold me back. And I tell this story all the time. I don't want it to get played out, but what happened was I was writing songs in the band, and a person that knew a couple of us in the band had said, "Who do you think you're going to market this music to? White people won't get it, and black people will never accept you." And
wow.
I was like, "Wow, man! You know, what about Latinos?" But you know, they were so sure, and I was so angry, and I came home, and that "Watch Me Fly" is the only song I wrote from the beginning to end that day, and it was about that experience. I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this, and I don't care what you say. And my life is the spinoff of that. It's kind of when you've already gotten past that, and now you're just living your life, and this is what I'm going to do.
That
light from you, you know.
That's right. All right. We're with Janice B. from StinkyFaceMusic.com, and you can visit her page at Stinky, S-T-I-N-K-I, Face, F-A-C-E, music.com/Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E-B. Now, Janice, let's talk about little Alex.
Okay.
Before we do, let's listen to a little something, something French. Hold on.
Hey, Alex, can you sing something for mommy?
Grandmother playing piano and me singing some ridiculous thing in the back. I don't know what I was singing. I was real little when that was recorded. And I wanted to bring that around full circle, that I'm kind of extending out this generation thing we do with the music, and encouraging my child to sing and be expressive with music the way she did with me. And that's why that's on there. And he was being funny because I was teaching him Frère Jacques, and I try to teach him all different languages of songs, and his father was singing it to him one time, and his father didn't know that part, and he said something in French, and so Alex picked it up, and he thinks it's funny now, because I get mad when he does it, so now he thinks it's funny.
It's
great on the CD, so it turned out to be great, but at the time I was like, that's not funny, I'm trying to teach him.
So how long was the process to adopt him? How long did it take?
Wow. It was about 2 years. It was about a year and a half from when we went through the first orientation to actually going through all of the paperwork and the home studies. And people have no idea what you have to go through. They just absolutely have no idea. You know, psychological tests, your home is inspected, your pets have to be registered, and they all have to be certain kind of dogs. You can't have, you know, violent dogs or whatever. You have to you have to have the fire department come to your house. You have the health department. You have social workers visit you. You have to go through classes. It's just unreal. You're fingerprinted, your background checks, everything you have to go through to do this. It really is a labor. It's definitely longer than 9 months. It's definitely a labor. And, you know, it's just, after a while, it's like, enough already. You know?
Exactly.
But it was certainly worth it.
Graduated from college.
Yeah. It was certainly worth it. We got the call, actually April of 2009, that there was a baby available. And he did not come home to us until September 2009, and that's when my EP was released. So I was like, here you go, here's your baby, and here's your EP. Go for it. Balance this. How are you going to do it?
Oh, gosh. Well, congratulations. I know it's completely new life when
it
you
is.
Have a child.
It is. And you know what? I really thought I would be much more stressed out than I am, but I think that when you have a little person that you have to take care of and that he's number one, everything else is just irrelevant. Everything that's the normal drama you'd be dealing with and the BS that you worry about, you don't worry about that stuff anymore because you don't have time. It's like work, music, baby, work, music, baby, work, music, and I don't have time for anyone's drama anymore. So it's actually relaxing, I think.
I hear you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in, our number is 949-209-2956. Again, 949-209-2956. Don't be shy. We will not put you on the spot. Just call in. Now, I'm going to play Waiting. Is there anything you want to tell us about Waiting?
Waiting. Wow. I'm so glad you picked that one. yes, let me tell you about Waiting. Waiting is an example of what I do when I am taking an emotion and I don't know how to deal with it, and I put it into a song that doesn't mean anything that has to do with that emotion. Waiting was actually a song I wrote when I was witnessing a really good friend of mine go through something really difficult, and I felt helpless, and I didn't know where to put that feeling. And I equated it with unrequited love, like when you love someone and they don't know you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's the same kind of angst. It's that same kind of helpless feeling, you know. So I just wrote this story about being in love with my friend and deciding one day to make that phone call to let them know that I've been waiting for them.
Beautiful. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Waiting, Janice B.
To call you up before my sense got in the way. Yeah, I think I need to take my time. I've had a little too much wine, and I realize you're the one I've dreamed of all this time. I don't know how it started or why we drew a line, but I've been holding. She cast aside. Hold it gently.
I was about to say, you guys are a match made in heaven.
I don't know if he would agree with that. I'm pretty annoying sometimes, but musically, maybe. Musically.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know. I don't know about anything else, Jen, but I'm talking about the music. Oh, man. I mean, so many thoughts ran through my mind when I was listening to this, you know, thinking about, you know, life is so short. There's really no room for hatred, you know. Let's just love and share and bring joy and edification. And, you know, there's so much strength when we come together and be meaningful to someone's life. So, oh, my goodness. And then I thought how, you know. Anyway, can't tell you what else I thought. But anyway, it's just beautiful. Just you know, beautiful music. Great tracks.
Thank you.
Really, really, really awesome.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There's somebody on the line. If you want to say hello, you need to press 1 on your phone.
God.
So I know that you want to speak to us because I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't want to be put on the spot. And your last 4 digits of your phone is 8997. And if that's you, I need you to do 2 things for me. 1 is lower your computer volume if you have your computer volume up. And 2 is to introduce yourself and say hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ellen G. Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
Hey. Just wanted to call in and show my support for Janice and her CD, and she's an awesome person and awesome woman, and I'll be seeing her again this Thursday at Acoustic Thursdays. Yeah, so I'll be bringing my people.
All right.
Whenever I go, I always try to bring at least 5 people with me. So
nice. we like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll be recruiting. Yeah, recruiting for
Ellen's calling in to promote my show. I have a show this Thursday here in Baltimore at Peace and a Cup of Joe. So that's what she's talking about.
Yeah. All right. Yes, well, I'm glad you called in, and your show is The Evolution of Perspective, and good to have you. Good to meet you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And I'm going to go ahead and mention your show on March 21st at 7 p.m. So all of you listening, come out and check out The Evolution of Perspective, Ellen G. So good to have you. Good to meet you. And don't be a stranger. Thank you for calling. Anything else y'all want to share? Anything else?
Just that. Okay, so can I tell you that and that's my dog that she had barking in the background, Duchess. But I tried to log into the show, and I've been doing Blog Talk Radio for like almost a year and a half now. And so I thought I was good at remembering the call-in numbers. I've been dialing the wrong call-in number for like the past 2 minutes. Like, wait, hold on, something is not working. I got kicked out of the chat room, and I'm like, no. Like, this is not happening. So I can sympathize with my guests when they have issues and struggles with calling into the show now. But, yeah, I just wanted to support Janice because I think she's awesome.
Yeah. Well, good to have you. Thank you. Thank
yep.
you for calling.
Yep. No doubt. I'm going back to online listening. Thanks, ladies. Have a good evening.
Thank you. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to Janice B., and this show is sponsored by DaughterNature.com, online gift store offering wholesale gifts to consumers and retailers. So if you have a gift store and you're looking for great items, check out DaughterNature.com. And if you're just looking to save some money, don't want to pay retail prices, I don't blame you. DaughterNature.com is your answer. And HealthRoads.net with the product, wonderful product called Zeal for Life, in 100% natural nutritional supplement. I myself can't handle sugar, so this product works for me like a glove. So check out healthroads.net and daughternature.com. And we're here with Janice B., just having a most fabulous time talking about her life and, you know, jamming with reggae and bossa nova and, you know, just having a wonderful time. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see.
You know, I think when you had asked earlier, like, who my influences were, I think a lot of people don't really own the fact that we are all influenced by all the music we hear growing up. Even if we don't think it's our style, I think it just becomes a part of you. And all of those styles of music I've listened to. So I can't, you know, it's I don't think anybody's really an original in the world. I think we're all, you know, a part of each other. And maybe you know, a new version of something, but there's always a little bit of the past in there, I think.
Well,
Baron won't agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you. You are original. There is no other Janice B out there. You know, you haven't been cloned, and if you have been cloned, you're still an original.
Well, okay, I'm an original. Janice B is an original, but all of the music I've listened to has certainly influenced me. Which is why I don't just do one style of music. You know, that's a part of who I am, so.
True, but you're still original because you bring all that together and your voice and your delivery and your creation, your creativity and, you know, everything. There is no other person that sounds like you out there. And
okay,
so
I'll go with that.
Just accept the compliment, will you?
Thank all you.
Right. You're welcome.
You're funny.
All right. Okay. Let's see what we got here in this wonderful storybook.
Oh, gosh.
Storm. Here comes the storm.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the storm.
You know, Storm is the only song that I don't tell anybody what it's about.
Oh,
it's the only song I've ever written that I don't tell anybody what it's about. But everybody has their own theory, so I'll let you decide.
Okie dokie. So here we are. Janice B.
Storm.
Hi, this is Janice B of Stinky Face Music, and you're tuned into ColorSimple.net on Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with Janice B, and she's talking about a music video. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the word gets out fast around here.
It's very hard to decide on a video because sometimes the title track is too obvious. I mean, I love the title track. I love My Life. I think it's a really upbeat song, and I think it would make a really great video. But sometimes you have to think outside the box, too, you know. So it's a hard decision. There are a lot of the songs that I've written have storylines to them, so you can do a lot with them on videos. But there's a lot of things to consider, but I just would like to get everybody's opinion and see what they think.
Yeah, and you know, when I said to you, I remember, is like you said, the imagery, I think it would be a perfect, as far as the video is concerned, but then you mentioned that that may not be a good choice for your first video, you know. And so,
right, exactly.
So many things to consider, and it's,
right.
You know, but I know you will make a good choice, whatever it is, because all your songs are fabulous. So, now, tell us about the poetry.
I actually wrote that a long time ago after I had visited my grandmother's hometown as an adult. I spent so much time there as a child. I just had such vivid remembrances of it, and I even dreamed of it and things like that. So we went back to visit like her gravesite and walk through the town, and I was so close to her and so just so touched by her all the time, and I always felt like she was with me, that I just felt like I would feel something when I got there, that there would be some sign that she was still there and she was with me there, and I didn't feel it, and it bothered me for a long time, and then I just put it into a poem, and I usually write in like a song format anyway, even when I'm doing poetry, and I really had no intention of recording this. I wrote this, and I shared it with a lot of people who had lost someone that they really cared about. And people really connected with it and shared it with other people and were moved by it. And it's a true story. Everything in the poem happened and is true. And because the CD was about my grandmother, I thought it would be fitting to end that with that piece. And I am not a spoken word artist. Not. It's a whole different delivery. And I had that. That piece exists on the CD because of Maurice, and that's the only reason it's there. He brought it out of me. He told me how to express it. He did the imagery and the music behind it, and that's why it's there. It was going to be a hidden track, and then I said, well, it's kind of important. It's about my grandmother. I don't want to hide it, and I'm not that, you know, I'm not that famous right now that people are going to be looking for hidden tracks on my CD. I have to kind of announce that they're there, so that's why it exists. It's called To Visit.
Well, I will play that at the end of the show. We're going to
okay.
go with that. But before we do, and I want to point something else to our listeners. I typically do not play as much music on my shows because I don't want to, what I say, give away the CD. But I'm doing it because you told me, to let them hear the music, to just let them hear the music. So
that's fine.
I'm being obedient. I'm trying to please my guests.
I think when you're a songwriter, you can talk about your songs all you want. People have to hear them, you know. So get a little taste of what you do so they can go out and buy it or come see you or whatever.
No, absolutely. There you go. So the next song and the last song that I have to play for us tonight is Runaway.
Oh,
okay. Tell me about Runaway.
Runaway almost did not make the CD. Runaway was the only song we had any problem with, and I think it's because we just weren't connecting on the timing and what it was, how it was supposed to feel, probably because I wasn't sure how I wanted it to feel. It definitely wasn't Maurice's fault. It's just that kind of a song where you just really want to escape reality for a minute and run away and have fun. It was actually originally a song that was going to be called Stolen Moments, and I had taken some pieces out of that and made it the song Runaway. The bridge, I Just Want to Be in the Presence of Your Smile, was from the original song, and then I didn't like the rest of the song, so I took it and made it Runaway. And I do that with a lot of my songs. I write all of my songs except for Watch Me Fly in pieces. They're all in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's hard to ask, to answer, rather. It's kind of like choosing your child, but do you have, picking a favorite, do you have a favorite? Do you have something that just speaks to you so strongly of all the songs you've written and recorded?
I consider my songs like my kids, and I don't know that I have a favorite, that I love them all differently for different reasons.
Right.
You know, some are smart, some are stupid, that kind of I think a part of you always holds a place for me, because that was the first song I wrote with Maurice, and it's the first time I was able to really get that emotion out. But Watch Me Fly is my mantra. That's the song that most people know me for, and that's the song I perform at every show. So I between those two, they're probably my favorite ones, A Part of You and Watch Me Fly.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, although I Remember is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that one too. It's just as hard.
Yeah. But it's funny because A Part of You is just, it speaks to me. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
I think a lot of people can relate to Love Lost. You know, that's a common theme.
Yeah, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to near end here to our fun, exciting, soulful, playful, inspiring show with Janice B. It's been such a joy to have you and all of you in chat. We always appreciate your support. We have JNC, LNG, of course, who called in, Dream Citadel Media, Paradigm, and April Sims was with us. Can't tell you how much I appreciate your support. And let's go ahead and listen to Runaway by Janice B.
Tired of playing by so many rules, living at the mercy of so many fools. Tired of always compromising who I am, giving everything when no one gives a damn. But what would you say if we could leave today? That they hold inside. Tired of always sacrificing what I need, giving up the best of me just to satisfy that greed. But what would you say if we could leave today?
And the winner is Janice B.
And the Grammy goes to. You are so funny.
Well, I'm here reading that you are a member of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Science.
I am. I'm a voting member.
There you go.
That's funny.
Oh, God. This is great. Okay. Calm down. But I do see a Grammy in your future. I do.
Thank you. Thank you. That would be great.
Yes, absolutely. I really am feeling your music in so many levels. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. We are coming to an end. I'm going to leave you with a beautiful poem by Janice B. But before I do, I want Janice to share her final thoughts with us, and any shows coming up, any projects coming up, anything else coming up.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
All of those things. I have a show this Thursday, Ellen was talking about, at Peace and a Cup of Joe, which is here in Baltimore on Pratt Street. It's a part of Acoustic Soul Thursdays. It's every week. It's an open mic, and they have a feature artist. I'm the feature artist this week, and Queen Earth is guest hosting. She's a friend of mine. It's an amazing artist who's going to back me up on guitar as well. So we have a couple shows together this summer, too. So definitely go to stinkyfacemusic.com and check out the schedule. There's a schedule on the homepage. You can go to my page and find out more info and get on the mailing list, and I'll send you out updates. And so I do have some projects coming up this year, some that I'm not divulging yet.
Okay.
But some writing projects that are going to be outside the box for me and really interesting. I think people will be really surprised when they hear them. So maybe summertime, I'm thinking, we'll be hearing some stuff about that. We'll see. I don't want to jinx it. But,
okay.
I'm going to continue writing and working and hopefully writing for other people as well. I'd like to do that. I'd like to do some collaborations and write some songs that other people sing just to have somebody else interpret it, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
For those of us who are not in Baltimore and we can't be there, I guess we have to settle for YouTube. So share your YouTube page with us, please.
Yeah, I actually have under Janice B, if you go under, I think it's under Janice Berkeley on there, but you can also go to Stinky Face Music. They have a YouTube channel as well. And on my page with Stinky Face, there's also all of my YouTube clips are on there. You can check them out there. Pretty much everything you need is on the Stinky Face page.
All right.
My son has invaded the room. I think he's going to take over the interview. Do you have something you want to say? Can you say hi? No,
hi,
you're not
Alan.
Going to say hi? He's shaking his head yes. What did you say?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't. He's getting ready to take his bath, I think.
Okay.
You want to tell her what? Hurry up.
I got a Transformers and car.
He has a Transformer car. That's his exciting news for you.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it Bumblebee? It is
Bumblebee,
it is?
And I'm impressed that you know that.
Oh, hello. I have a 6-year-old.
We have to know these things, right?
Bumblebee is my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
I have ESP, remember? You're going to get a grown. So anyway, I want to thank you, my dear, for allotting this time to be with us, and I apologize for taking the liberty of extending the show a little longer.
Oh, no, that's wonderful. I was just like, what's going to happen?
Okay, yeah, I didn't know, you know, I always try to be cognizant of people's time on
Sunday.
Oh, no, Sunday,
that's fine.
You know.
I had a good time.
So did I. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks to everybody in the chat room who stopped by and everybody who's listening in and who's texted me and said they can't get in the chat room. So I know people are listening. That's good.
Well, there's archives. So, you know, as soon as the show is over, a few minutes later, they can tune in and start downloading and start sharing. And
definitely.
And
we'll post the link for them.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much again. And I'm going to leave you all with the beautiful poem, The Visit.
Thank you.
I don't have any shows scheduled for now, so I'm going to take a little break for a few weeks. And so
after me, you have to take a break, right?
No. You know, I like to leave my shows on available to be downloaded and visible.
Yeah.
For at least 2 weeks. So when I have my shows, I like to give it, you know, 2 weeks interval.
Right.
You know, I don't want it to just be a show and then it's lost in archives somewhere, you know?
Exactly.
I want to expose it. I want people to come to the page and see it over and over and over again and give it time to be exposed. So, but I've been doing shows back to back for a while now, and I'm just going to take a little break. So you guys get to enjoy Janice B for a little while longer. That's
all right.
There you go. So it's nice. It's nice. All right.
Well,
so
thank you so much.
Thanks again. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
I went to the place that bears her name, etched in the stone above the date that my whole world changed. I prayed for a sign that she was still there, the call from a lone bird, a chill in the air, but nothing came. As I walked through the town that she once graced,
I remember when we used to,
with her laughter, spirit, and song, surely time can't erase. I prayed for a sign that she was still there, a distant piano, her perfume in the air, but there wasn't a trace. Can she see that I'm here? Does she know that I came?
I wonder if she knows.
To show her how I've grown and how much I've changed. I wanted to tell her that I miss her so much.
I miss you, Grandma.
The lilt of her laughter and the warmth of her touch. I arrived at the place where once stood her home, now a vacant lot by her church, which just stands alone. And I prayed for a sign that she was still there, a hint of remembrance in a passerby stare, but there was none. I climbed to the top of the rock and looked down above this tiny town where she wasn't found, and I prayed for a sign that she was still there. A sudden wind from the valley whistling wild through the air, but there wasn't a sound. Can she see that I'm here? Does she know that I came?
Does she know?
And that I married a good man and I have a new name? I wanted to tell her I visit her in my dreams, and she's playing piano while this little girl sings. I sat down on the rock and closed my eyes, overcome by the memories that filled me inside. And I realized the sign that she is still there.
She is with me.
Resides within my heart. And these songs that I share keep her spirit alive. I returned to the place that bears her name, pressed my lips to the stone, and whispered goodbye as I turned away. With my head towards the sky, I offered a prayer and smiled as a lone bird called to me in the air. Then my whole world changed.